Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hey, how's it going? My name's CJ. I'm a NASCAR driver in the Xfinity Series. I drive the number 38 car.
Wait, hold on one second. Hold on. We're searching. Are you lying?
No, swear to God, CJ McLaughlin.
Well, what's he adding to the conversation?
Okay, well,
he knows this guy.
Do you know Noah?
Yeah, so kind of familiar with him. Not like too friendly, but you know, he's a really nice kid.
Can I apologize to you? Tyler pulled you out. You're a legitimate person. I thought you were lying. And I said at the beginning, I feel like I should be as giddy like I'm talking to Juan Padilla right now. But I apologize. I don't follow the Xfinity series. I do now. I have a favorite driver, CJ. Were you racing this weekend?
Yeah. So I actually have a 9-to-5 job as well. So I'm actually driving up through Mahwah, New Jersey, and heading up to Plattsburgh, New York to see one of my customers. So,
wait a minute. You race in the Xfinity series and you still have a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah, I wish I didn't, but still got to pay the student loans off, you know?
Well, I don't know if I like that. I don't know that Denny Hamlin is driving through Mahwah, New Jersey.
Well, I mean, it's like similar to like Major League and Minor League Baseball, right? Like some of those guys will like pass the ride, and
I
have a big sponsorship contract and working on it though.
Good. So anyway, so you know Noah. What's his story?
Noah's a good kid. He's from Las Vegas. I think if I had to bash him a little bit, I think he could be in a little better physical shape, so he wasn't puking at the end of races. I mean, like you want to puke. I mean. Like, we're in the car for 300 miles. It's exhausting. It's grueling. I try to be in my best physical condition that I can be in, so I'm not seeing stars at the end of races. But it's tough, you know? It's tough.
I always thought, never mind, CJ. Why would I embarrass myself in front of you?
You say, I could do that.
No, I always thought that I could make a lap. You know what I mean? Like, I could drive a lap. Not, like, 1,000 yards behind everybody, but just one lap. Just one lap, but I probably couldn't. I probably can't.
You should try it. They have a NASCAR racing experience down in Dover. You should try it out.
No, I want to do it for real. Can I? I want to do it for real. But anyway, back to you. So Noah's not in the best shape, but should he still be vomiting at the end of every race?
It's definitely not at the end of every race, but it seems like it's at the end of every race you win. So maybe there's a little adrenaline pumping through him, and that just gives them the extra oomph to lose some weight right there.
Have you...
What's the thing with the holding of the breath, though? Is that common?
Is that normal, CJ?
Bristol's a really weird track where you're experiencing a lot of G-forces, so you are kind of holding your breath there for a half a second every lap.
He made it sound like... And listen, maybe a little bit of it is just... I'm not exaggerating, but instead of breaking it down as well as you do, he makes it sound like he'll hold his breath for like the last lap or two.
I mean, if you're going for a win there, that's the biggest deal in racing is winning a race. So I wouldn't doubt that he's holding his breath, trying not to let anyone pass him there.
Didn't there used to be a story... by the way, I'm talking to CJ McLaughlin, my favorite race car driver of all time now. Didn't there used to be a story like when guys were like first making their break, moving up a series, that the nerves would be so high they'd puke in their helmets a lot?
Picking it up.
I'm sorry?
One more time?
No, like if your first Xfinity race, or if you ever made it up to the Cup Series, that the nerves are so big that you puke in your helmet your first race?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple friends, actually.
Oh, God, please don't get disconnected. My
track.
There we are. Is. Oh, my God, my favorite driver. You had a...
Yeah,
that's okay. That's okay. Bad sell. I blame it on New Jersey. When do you race again?
Next race is coming in this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway.
Wait, so you have to schlep up to wherever you're going and then get down. Tell me they fly you to Texas.
Yeah, my company flies me out, which is good. My sponsors do. So that's good. I don't have to drive down to Texas, but I work, Monday through Wednesday or Thursday. I fly out to the race. We have practice on Friday, and I race on Saturday.
Wow, dude. You know what? I like that for you. I like that for you. Good for you. How long have you...
Thanks, man.
How long have you been racing? Like, you started as
a kid. I've been racing since I was... Yeah, I started racing at 10 years old, but I made it to the NASCAR level in 2019.
All right, so you're still young at this. That's awesome. CJ, hey, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you in the computer right under Juan Padilla. It's not alphabetized. It's just famous athletes that have called the show. I now have two. All right, hold tight 1 second, okay? Hold on 1 second. Holy F!
Wow. That's good.
Hold. Week's over. Who's it going to be next week? Who's it going to be next week? Was Juan Padilla last week? That's good enough. Just go with it, Elliot. We went Juan Padilla to CJ. I don't even know who it's going to be next week.
It's a mystery.
This is great. Oh, I hope it's not one of those guys from like Russian phone booth fighting or something.
That's who it's going to be. Who are you kidding? You're investing. You need to have him on this platform to promote the sport.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.